Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven after the hour, a doggone close to it on today's EJV program with what you need to know what people are talking about right this very moment. If you're too busy to think about it, you can listen and then maybe absorb some of the things we're talking about later on. How's that? Kind of let it that's called trickle-down thinking. You're all familiar with trickle-down economics, right? Or is that something that's gone the way of the wind? The discussion of trickle-down economics. What do you think, ladies? Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Trickle-down.
Oh, I never took economics, but I know about that. I mean, historically.
Yeah. Okay. So, trickle. Let's trickle. We have all these feelings about what's going on this week. Maybe we can trickle down some of that into the minds of the people listening and create sort of a montage of some of the good things that have happened this past year instead of worrying about all of the things or talking about it. I don't like to do that. I mean, we kind of have to do some of it in order to have people know what's going on. But then, you know, here's an idea. Couple a story that maybe is considered negative with something that's good, like the volcano that's erupted on the Big Island in Hawaii. How many people, you see pictures of that, the video? The U.S. Geological Survey says that the eruption began on Sunday, and now has moved across. You know, this is the national park there. Most of Hawaii, most of the islands belong to the federal government. So when something like this happens, you know, the feds are all over it, not that they wouldn't be anyway. 4.4 earthquake. The about 500 reports of people who felt the earthquake. Significant damages. Jennifer, when you go over to Hawaii, where is it that we haven't really... I was going to stay in that place that you stay, and I haven't ever done it. But I forgot which island it's on and what you see. What do you feel? Because you go over there more than I do. I'd like to go over there if I could, but figure out how to do it two or three times a year. I think it's a great, great place. But where you go is kind of, from the pictures I've seen, is a beachy sort of a flat area, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I go in Maui. Sorry, I was taking a sip of water.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. I was coughing, so I took a sip of water. Excuse me. And you caught me. Yeah, Maui, I stay in West Maui, which is Ka'anapali Beach. And it's right in between Kapalua on one side, and then down a little bit further you get to Wailea. So it's really beautiful. It is flat, but you have mountains right behind you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love one of the things that I love to do is go up the volcano in Maui. It's one of the things that not a lot of people do. It's called going up country. And you would love it too, Dougie, because that's the agriculture area. And so they have like a lavender farm and that you can go and visit. They have the most amazing lavender stones. It's so beautiful up there.
And I
then
remember
you do, there's like the cute farmer's market.
Yeah, is that the same thing where you go all the way up to the top?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you bike all the way down. That is one of the coolest things I've ever done. You go through, like, 15 different climates. It's incredible. And
it starts off freezing cold, and then you end up at the beach, basically.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, anyway, the idea here is to now, when we think about that and people being breathing in some of that stuff, yada, yada, but then turn it around. If you do nothing else, you can go. There are all kinds of touristy things, websites you can go to. If you really want to do the poor man's tour, watch some of the shows. Remember when Magnum P.I. first got started? Now there's a new Magnum P.I. And actually some of the shooting that goes on, I don't much care for the show. It's a little sophomoric, but I like the views of what happened, you know, flying around the islands and stuff.
That was one of the best parts of the original Magnum, was watching all the stuff that happened.
The scenery was beautiful.
Yeah, the scenery was pretty.
Yeah, it's fabuloso. So, okay, speaking of flying, I'm trying to piece this together. A couple of passengers and a dog opened up the side of a Delta flight leaving LaGuardia. Huh?
I think the guy was panicking. According to people on the plane, he was getting up. He was with his wife, and then there was a service animal involved. And that comes in later to the story, because apparently all three of them went down the slide. They opened the door, the slide deployed, all three went down it. and exited the plane. But I guess he was, before takeoff, he was getting up and down and moving seats, and the stewardess told him, or the flight attendant told him, to sit down. And he said, I can't sit down. If I sit down, I'll freak out. And so he kept, like, moving around, and then he just pulled the hatch and jumped off.
Jeez. Can you imagine being in that plane? I can imagine if you've come in and you're sitting on the tarmac, and it's been, you know, they've had examples of this sort of thing to the point where they started fining the airlines because they were so badly managed. The gates were all plugged up, and the people would sit on the plane for hours. And you know, I remember sitting on a plane for a couple of hours once. And then after that, there was a period of time when there were so many of these incidents. You know, I said, and
that's
wouldn't.
How I broke you up with your girlfriend Hillary, as I recall. Do you remember that?
I don't remember it. I'd like to hear it, though.
I think it's been a long enough time. I think I can probably give you the juice. And relatively early on in my time with Doug. Remember, I started back in, like, 2006, I think, is when we started.
I think it was 2004.
No, because it was the year my grandmother died. I remember really clearly. So it was 2006 when I started. But I don't know. You were with Hillary, but I think things were starting to kind of fall anyway. And
yeah, you helped it a lot.
So already, I guess, Doug told me that she was, like, jealous because, you know, Doug always had these relationships with his co-host. And I'm like, no, that's not, like, what we have at all.
Right.
And so there was a time during that period where people were getting trapped on planes. There were just, I don't know if you remember that, but it was like this thing where people were just sitting on the tarmac. Yeah. I don't remember what was going on, but people were like horror stories, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, you know, just stuck. They would order pizza. Sometimes like the pilot would feel so bad, they'd order pizza to the plane. I mean, just ridiculous stuff. So I had been in New York, and I was trying to leave, or maybe D.C., I can't remember. We may have actually been getting together, Doug, which is probably why we probably got together in D.C. So I'm sitting on the plane, and it had been like 6 hours that we were waiting on the tarmac. So I sent a text message to Doug. Maybe it was, I don't know, 6 hours and waiting or counting or something like that.
And I can hardly wait to see you, something like that.
Yeah, so it was like, can't wait to get there or something, 6 hours and counting or so. It was basically saying I've been waiting on the tarmac because we had been talking about it all morning long on the show. Well, apparently, the next day, it's a holiday, some holiday, and so I'd gone back to bed early and I was sleeping, and my phone rings and rings and rings, and so I finally answer it, and it's a strange number, and it's a voice on the other end of the line that says, "Who's this?" And I said, and I kind of got ticked because it's a holiday. It's 6 a.m. I said, well, you're calling me. Who is this?
Right.
It was Hillary wanting to know why I was texting Doug. And apparently shortly thereafter, things fell
Did
apart.
You know about this, Doug, on your end?
I knew it sort of after the
Did you know that she
fact.
Called Jen in the morning?
Yeah, and I
she
never
was
liked that. Yeah, right. Yeah, it was that stuff doesn't. It never really worked with me.
And what was so funny is it was done so innocently because we had been talking about whatever it was. We had been talking about it in the morning, and then here I was stuck on a tarmac waiting to get someplace, and it was like 6 hours.
By the way, why people have trust issues, I guess I've had them myself in my life. I think most people have them at one point in time or another.
But wouldn't your girlfriend know that Jen is like another daughter to you? That just seems so
better, actually. Yeah. Probably made it worse.
Whatever.
So because this particular person, I think, may have had some issues with age anyway, so the fact that I probably was younger was probably annoying. But,
Well, if she was young. She was closer to your age than she was to my age.
That's true. So
that may have been part of, who knows. It is what it is. I wish she's been very successful.
She's been very successful and good on her.
She has written some good books and does a lot of TV stuff, and she's very smart and very successful. Good for her. Nothing wrong with that.
Promise I wasn't messing with your man.
No, right, exactly. All right. Ta-da-da-da-da-da. It's a 15
Look at that. That's sad. Sorry.
Actually, she's been following me on Facebook. I don't know. I hadn't heard from her for years, but all of a sudden she showed up on.
Oh, she's single again.
Uh-oh.
I see her.
Well, it's usually when women start following ex-boyfriends when they're single.
All right. You'll have to tell me that story sometime. I'm a little distanced from that sort of thing. In a moment, we'll talk about what happens after you have your vaccine here. It's 15 past the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Guided Investing. When California hired Joe Kapp as head coach in 1982, the former Pro Bowl quarterback often let players make up plays with random laterals at the end of practices. That fun way of blowing off steam actually made its way into the Cal playbook. Down 2019, with 4 seconds left to rival Stanford, what ensued was a five lateral, 57-yard touchdown play concluding in the Stanford band, which had taken the field. Known simply as the play, it closed out a wild 7-4 season for Cal.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
All the last-minute gifts are on sale at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off almost everything and shop new doorbusters, including gifts from $7, socks from $2, tees from $8, and more. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 24th. Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS, ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
So, if you're in line or ready to get the vaccine, and you got a lot of hope, I'm excited because I'm going to get my dose and I'll get back to my life right away, right? There's a reason for staying masked and to be cautious after you've had a vaccine. There's no such thing as perfection here. This is a psychological ramp, in my mind, anyway. If I were to get there, and I'm going back and forth on it, I think I'm going to wait until the vaccine comes out that actually works on your immune system. The first two do not. But vaccines are not going to bring us back to where we were, let's say, in 2019. The vaccine provides you with a way to move forward, for sure. But what's your life going to feel like? What do you think is going to go on in terms of your psychology, maybe even the economics of how the world is going to be? It is a good way to move forward, but you need to stay safe for a while because, first of all, you got to have two shots, and then you got to wait a week or two after that for them to even become active in your body, I think, right?
And then maybe even a booster after that. There's still some uncertainty about that. Yeah. So this is not a quick fix. This is not something that's an overnight, okay, once you get it, you're good to go. And then they also have, you know, there's also some concern with following up and making sure people even get the second shot.
Right, exactly. I think that is something to be aware of. 21 after the hour, be aware of, this is Christmas week, and be happy about Christmas and New Year's.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Something new and different, huh? All I want for Christmas is you. Yeah, it really is. It's fun to hear every time it comes on the radio. All 15 tracks from Taylor Swift's Evermore debuted on the Rolling Stone Top 100 Songs chart. The leader was Willow, which arrived at number 3 with more than 25 million streams, trailed by Champagne Problems, that was number 7, 18 million streams, Nobody No Crime, number 12, 16 million streams, and Tis the Damn Season, number 13, is 16.2 million, total of 7 Swift songs debuted in the top 25. But even a surprise release from a superstar like Swift, not able to dethrone a pair of Christmas classics, Mariah's song you're listening to right now, All I Want for Christmas Is You, held on to the number one spot, 34.7 million streams after holding the top spot for 7 weeks. And then Brenda Lee's rocking around the Christmas tree.
Love that.
Another week in the runner-up position, 30.8 million streams. Christmas music.
She has one of my favorite voices. I don't know what it is about it.
It's that country, lick, if you will.
It's just unique.
Yeah, right. All right, so here are the top 10 songs for this year at Christmas time. One of the things we'll do on Throwback Thursday is have the top 10 from a particular year, but this is the year 2020. And I don't know if you have all these songs or not, Phil. It'll be nice to hear a little snippets of them. Number 10 on the on the 10 most popular Christmas songs right now. Holly Jolly Christmas from Burl Ives. This song's probably 55, 60 years old. Maybe even older than that.
Did this go to a movie originally?
Yes, it did.
Yep, it did.
Yeah, this is Rudolph, wasn't it from Rudolph?
It is the Rudolph. Yeah, it's the Rudolph movie. Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
All right, number 9 on the
Santa
list.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Which one?
I think it was Rudolph.
Yeah. It was Rudolph. Great song.
Rudolph.
Yeah.
Number 9. This is a song been around for 50 years anyway. Feliz Navidad, one of the catchiest and most clever songs. This guy had a great career. Blind. He's, like, I was going to say blind as a bat, but yeah, very blind. But very talented. A very happy guy, too. And I remember talking to him once a long time ago. So that's number 9 this week on the Christmas tracks list. Number 8, Dean Martin, Let It Snow.
The side is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
There you go.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let
number
it snow.
Number 7 on the list of favorite
man,
Christmas downloads, Taylor Swift.
These are winners.
And
no, here we go. Don't tell me last problems. Christmas.
No.
She didn't do a Christmas song. This is what's on the top 10 on the charts right now. And so Taylor Swift in the top 10 has two of the songs from her new album, but she didn't do any Christmas songs.
But the rest of them are all.
She has that version of Last Christmas, and I gotta say, not a fan of Last Christmas.
Not a fan. She sounds like she's 11 singing it, and it's not good.
Number 6 on the list is Andy Williams. This is plenty of years been the number 1 Christmas song over the last 50, 60 years.
I feel like this, I don't associate this song with Christmas because of that Staples ad of Back to School. Remember that ad?
Yeah.
Where the parents are back to school shopping and then this is the song playing.
So in my mind,
it's not Christmas.
As he was known, this guy was a barber and he was discovered, one of his clients.
Andy Williams?
No, Perry Como. Up next,
we're talking about Andy Williams.
No, we're talking about Perry Como. We're moving.
Okay, well, we hadn't gotten to that yet. So.
I moved on. Thank you. Anyway, Perry Como, number 5 on the all-time list this year. He was a barber. That's what I tried to say.
Oh, okay.
He sang in his barber shop, and somebody who is a music talent got a haircut and heard him singing, and the rest is, as they say, history. Merry Christmas from the DJV program at 28 and a half after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How do you know when your dog or cat is in pain? You know, dogs and cats, primarily cats, can really be silent sufferers. So it's very, very difficult for the pet guardian to know when their dog or cat is really having some type of pain. In cats, it's kind of easy. Even though they're quiet about it, if you notice your cat licking a specific area at the body or chewing on a specific area at the body, it's a good time to make that trip to the doctor and get it checked out. Dogs will also lick a specific area or bite at a specific area if there's a problem with pain. Other symptoms of pain could be the dog who usually runs when you come home that's not coming to the door as fast. Your dog or cat can lose their appetite if they're not feeling real well about themselves. So anytime you notice any changes, physically or behaviorally with your pet, you have to assume that maybe something's wrong. And you need to really be a good pet detective to determine what it is, but always check with your vet first. It can make all the difference in the world alleviating that pain. I'm Warren Eckstein.
All the last-minute gifts are on sale at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off almost everything and shop new doorbusters, including gifts from $7, socks from $2, tees from $8, and more. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 24th. Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump calls the long-awaited coronavirus relief bill a disgrace and demands $2,000 stimulus checks for Americans. Congress approved a one-time $600 payment. The president called the 5,600-page spending bill wasteful and filled with unnecessary items. The Israeli Knesset office confirmed early Wednesday that the country is heading to its fourth elections in 2 years. A deadline for parliament to pass a new budget passed at midnight, forcing the Knesset to dissolve and automatically triggering new elections on March 23rd. LaGuardia Airport Control Tower chatter reveals two people were arrested after a Delta Airlines pilot radioed the tower that passengers, along with their Great Dane puppy, had bailed out on the tarmac by opening an emergency door and going down the inflatable slide Monday. Radio traffic to the pilot said, "It looks like the individual is being arrested at this time." This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you think the coronavirus spending bill to help hurting Americans is a bad deal, you're not alone. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
President Trump has told Congress that he wants an amended COVID relief bill without more than $1 trillion in spending that he says has nothing to do with COVID. The spending bill that passed both houses on Monday night contains billions in discretionary spending along with provisions for coronavirus stimulus, funding for vaccine distribution, and direct payments to Americans. The president is finding support for this move with some members of Congress. Arizona Representative Andy Biggs called the bill the worst thing they could have passed. He told Fox News that the president should veto it because it contains a number of measures that would not have passed if they were brought to the floor on their own.
This bill is so bad. They added 60 separate bills into this massive package. I mean, think about that. I mean, these are bills that couldn't get passed on their own, and they threw those in. And so this bill should be vetoed, and I'm hoping it will be.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Lawmakers had about 6 hours to study the 5,600-page proposal before voting on the measure. More residents exited New York State over the last year than any other state and could cost them a congressional seat, according to estimates released by the U.S. Census Bureau on Tuesday. Some 126,000 people bailed on the Empire State between July 2019 and July 2020. New York has been losing locals since 2016, but the most recent drop was significantly larger in recent years. Also taking population hits were Hawaii and West Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Four after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here to have a little fun, pass around some gratitude. Actually, that's the theme of this week's Your Hidden Power podcast that I do every week with people who are sensitive and metaphysical. So if you want to have gratitude explained as the foundation for your happiness, you might want to, especially going through what we're all doing now, lots of suggestions there about how to make your life better. Get rid of the negativity. Let's push ahead because there are a lot of really good signs, actually, that this year is going to be quite fabulous. So you can check that out. Yeah, there's a lot of great signs. Yep, we sure do. Your Hidden Power, the podcast, yourhiddenpowershow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. So it's a toss-up here whether we talk about the family of this the teenager in Cayman Islands has been, it was the whole family? Wasn't it the whole family?
No, it's just the daughter. She went to the Cayman Islands with her boyfriend, and she landed there. She's 18, so first of all, I'm going to sound like I'm 100 years old, but why are you allowed to go to the Caymans with your boyfriend when you're 18?
Okay. Good question.
So next, she was sentenced to 4 months in prison, because when you get to the Cayman Islands, they give you an ankle monitoring bracelet, or I guess it goes on your wrist, and it's for geo-tracking to make sure that the mandatory 14-day quarantine is being upheld. So after 2 days, she took the bracelet off to go watch her boyfriend compete in a jet ski competition. I didn't even know that was a thing. So he's 24, and so he's a professional jet ski racer in the Caymans. So she went to go watch him, and naturally the police see that the bracelet, you know, has something's janky with the bracelet. So they arrest her on the spot. She was at the event for 7 hours. She didn't wear a mask at all. She did not practice social distancing. She broke every one of the Cayman Islands laws. And so she was sentenced to 4 months in prison. The boyfriend was also sentenced to four months for aiding and abetting the girlfriend, and they both pleaded guilty because they were guilty. So they were each sentenced to $2,600 in fines, 40 hours of community service, and so then the guy had to, which I think is the funniest part of all of it. He won the competition, and so he had to return the prize money and the trophy and write a letter of apology to the Cayman Islands Watercraft Association. Like, that's a thing. So anyway, so now this girl's family, this girl is a brat, and she's from Georgia, and so the family is now, they want President Trump to get her out of the Cayman Islands. It's like, if this isn't the definition of ridiculous privilege, like, I don't know what is. Yep. I mean, it's
mostly
just,
it's set aside for boys who are sports stars in colleges, that kind of privilege. But
it's
here's
the
somebody
same level.
Same
right
thing.
Yeah. Yep. Same thing. I have zero sympathy for this girl. Okay, fine. So you're in jail for 4 months in the Caymans. Well, you broke the law. You knew what it was. You knew the consequences, and you wanted to go watch your dumb boyfriend on a jet ski. So,
let me go back to the lead here. To me, is an 18-year-old. Going on a trip like that with a 24-year-old, what is the matter with her parents?
Well,
it's legal, but for God's sake.
Right.
Where is your leadership? Where is your parenting? Where is your looking out?
But if an 18-year-old says, I want to do anything, they can do anything they want. I mean, they don't even need parental buy-in.
They don't live in my house. Right, go live somewhere
else. Right, exactly. But she still lives at home, so, I don't know.
Go live somewhere else. All right, so let's see what's in this foolish, unfocused stimulus package. Jennifer, you had an overview of this. I think we ought to keep the heat on this just for, for as much time as it takes for somebody to get their first $600 check, whatever.
Direct deposit next week. I mean, isn't that kind of what Americans really care about, is when they're going to get the stimulus check and small
they
businesses,
care about
when they're going to get help.
What a screw job it is.
They
what
should
can do
care about it.
And the $600 is laughable. What can we do?
Yeah.
The $600 is laughable. First of all, if you have not lost your job, you should not be getting the $600, because the $600 is not going to do much for anybody. The money should be going to those people who have lost their job and the businesses that are closing down. Period. Mm-hmm. End of story. Why do we all need a handout
now
if we're working our regular jobs?
You don't need it. Yeah, right.
So I think it's really ridiculous. The best stimulus that we can do is getting people back to work and getting their businesses reopened. The fact that they call this a stimulus, it's a lie. This is more taxes, more tax dollars spent. It's another spending bill.
Waste.
It's not a stimulus. It's the wrong
thing.
There
is some PPP help in it.
There is some PPP help. And
business,
But the thing that just gets me is that it was almost 6,000 pages, and they gave Congress 6 hours to read it. I don't care how good you are, but nobody on the planet is reading 1,000 pages per hour. Nobody.
It has 11
and
weeks.
So here's where I'm actually going to agree with AOC if you want to see, hell start to freeze over. AOC complained about the fact that it was only 6 hours, and she's right. And Ted Cruz actually, who was always, they're always back and forth on Twitter with each other. He's like, she's absolutely right. This is ridiculous that you give us 6,000 pages and we have to vote on it. And Rand Paul, I think, did the best. He said, this is an atrocity. You want to help people. This is not the way to help people. Running up the debt, firing up the laser debt, printing money.
Okay, but if everybody agrees that this is a mess, then who's the one, who
puts
this through?
Six people who are now deciding that it's time for Congress to act. This is why, when people say that there's, this is where a swamp exists. When they tell you what to do, then everybody just goes along with it and it gets done. These are the people who are holding the strings the whole time. They now realize it's advantageous for them to have this done before Georgia, because people like getting money, and so they they figure if they give people $600, then maybe they can get
my
their way
money
in Georgia.
Is going to help sway the election, and your money. There's no help for state governments. There's no help for local governments.
That I'm actually happy about. They shouldn't be bailing out blue states. I know we've talked about it. And
why is it
California,
just blue states, though?
Because
there are a lot
because
of states that need help.
The states that need the relief are the ones who are already in debt before COVID. And it's just
New Jersey was not in debt, Jen. We had a surplus. And New Jersey is in a lot of trouble right now because of COVID. We had
and they're
a surplus
be given
going
money for COVID.
This.
They're
going
to be given money for COVID distribution. The ask was, that's actually part of this bill, for COVID distribution, for information. They'll even be able to get marketing money from this bill. All of that is included. But what's not going to happen is the money, the big suitcase filled with money that was just going to be handed to the states to do whatever they wanted with. And that I'm totally not for, because my state was in a lot of trouble before COVID even came to town.
And all that
so
stuff,
was
yeah.
New York. And so it's not
two
fair
new
to
Smithsonian.
Just hand them.
Prior, listen to this. The bill also has funding for two new Smithsonian museums.
Yeah.
One
and
of them for
the Kennedy
American.
Center again. That's Nancy Pelosi's daughter is on the board of the Kennedy Center. They got $25 million in the first round. Now they're going to get another $40 million. Why? Why is the Kennedy Center prioritized over Joe's Pizza Shack in Sherman Oaks? I don't get it.
Ban on surprise medical bills from doctors who were outside of anybody's insurance network. I suppose maybe that's good in a manner of speaking.
This is another one, gender programs. $10 million for gender programs in Pakistan. Why do we need to pay for that? I mean, you could argue, we could argue about whether or not it's a good idea to have gender programs in Pakistan paid for by the American government, but why in the world does that need to be in a COVID relief bill?
Doesn't make a lot of sense. For those of you who remember Lockerbie, does that ring a bell? Anybody?
Pan Am Flight 103.
Yep, 1988. This date in 1988, just before Christmas, a 747 was blown up over Lockerbie, Scotland, killed everybody on the plane, and most of them were Americans. This was a terrorist act for sure. Abu Aguila Mohammed Massoud has been charged with destruction of an aircraft, resulting in death and destruction. Now, this is something new, because this has been kind of on the back burner for a long time, and I think most people thought that they'd got the people who were responsible. But Attorney General Barr says nope. As this another guy, this Abu whatever his name is, he was a Libyan intelligence officer suspected of helping make the bomb that exploded aboard the plane. It was right over Lockerbie, taken off from London on its way to New York, Pan Am 103. Wow.
What's interesting about that is that the Attorney General, so William Barr was actually Attorney General for George H.W. Bush at the time, right after this, actually, and was investigating this during his first run as AG, and came out 32 years to the day later and announced the charges that that would be filed against his third attacker. So I thought that was kind of an interesting correlation that it sort of started and ended with him in that position.
So is Barr all done this week?
Wednesday is his last.
He also said, Barr said that he would not appoint a special counsel to investigate voter fraud. Is that a surprise for
anybody? I think he said he wasn't going to seize voting machines. Was not going to move forward with that.
He specifically said he wouldn't support a special counsel in the case of Hunter Biden or in the case of voter fraud. And typically, I would agree, because special counsels are a waste of time, usually useless. They take a long time. People build up their hopes. Look at what Mueller did. Mueller wasted 2 years, taxpayer dollars. I mean, for the Democrats, it kept it in the headlines that they could try to use it against Trump, but they found nothing, found no collusion. And then he basically just went on a free-for-all with the obstruction charges, basically hypothesizing how it could have happened, but providing no evidence of any obstruction or collusion. And so what was it? It was a waste of time. We got a report that didn't do anything, didn't have the desired consequences of when it started, and it's a waste.
I want to talk about what the number one item is that's needed. If you're going to be giving to a neighborhood drive, I'm going to tell you what the number one need is in America right after this.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Your crew has worked hard this year, so why not get them a gift to show your appreciation? Shop Lowe's for a DeWalt PowerDetect 2-Tool Combo Kit for $349. Mechanics Wear DuraHide Impact Gloves at only $29.98. Or how about a Metabo HPT The Tank Compressor for $199? Shop Lowe's in-store or at lowesforpros.com. And while you're at it, pick up a little something for yourself, too. Lowe's, the new home for pros. While supplies last, U.S. only.
This report is sponsored by Hyundai. Car care is essential, and regular maintenance can improve the performance of your vehicle and save you money. Hyundai is making it much easier for its owners by now offering 3 years of complimentary basic maintenance with the purchase or lease of a new Hyundai vehicle. The Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance Program includes oil and oil filter changes, plus tire rotation at normal factory scheduled maintenance intervals for 3 years, or 36,000 miles, whichever comes first. Barry Ratzlaff, Chief Customer Officer, Hyundai Motor America.
Hyundai has always been a company that listens to customers and strives to provide products and services that maximize value and simplify life. Building on the strong foundation of America's Best Warranty, Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance helps dealers ensure that our owners keep rolling with peace of mind.
Complimentary Maintenance is part of Hyundai's promise to create a better ownership experience. For more, visit HyundaiThreeYearMaintenance.com.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
All right, so what do you think, ladies? Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, with the number one way to help somebody in need. What do you think the most desired, what the most requested thing is when these neighborhood brigades go around to get people to give to neighborhood drives for food or clothing or whatever? So around the country, the number one item being donated and the number one item being requested is what? Want to take a guess?
I know in the top three, I don't know if it's typically, and maybe this is pandemic, it's different, but typically the most requested thing from homeless shelters are socks.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I know that because Bombas is a sock company that I support and buy, and for every pair you buy, they send a pair to a homeless shelter.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, you want to take a stab at this, Jen?
I don't know. I would think it depends on the family. I would say food, clothes, or cash are probably the top. It got to be on the list.
Diapers. Number one requested item this year.
That's sad.
It really is sad. Diapers. All right, so maybe if you're giving to somebody in a shelter or to some drive, that would be something you'd get. Diapers. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
This is how we do
you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's doctor time. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us now from the Good Day Health Program, here to extol the value and virtue of some research and what has happened in Jack's circle with people who have had COVID, or did they have COVID? Answer that question after this.
All the last-minute gifts are on sale at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off almost everything and shop new doorbusters, including gifts from $7, socks from $2, tees from $8, and more. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 24th. Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory.
All right, so back to Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen here on Good Day, well, with the Good Day Health focus of the death certificates. This is something that has been a subject of a great consternation, of a great debate. If you have a death certificate that says that the person you love died of COVID, did he or she really? Jack has a patient in a story about a patient that sort of makes you shake your head, right, Jack?
Well, yes. It's rather, did you die of it or did you die with it? So I'm talking to a patient the other night, and I've taken care of this boyfriend, girlfriend for a long time. And she
you
was
mean they're living in sin?
Well, I hate to say that, but I don't think so. I think she's waiting for him to pop the question. Anyway.
Okay. That'd be a long wait.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, his father suddenly loses all his appetite, even his favorite foods. And whenever we see a loved one just doesn't want to eat anymore, obviously we get a little concerned about it. And he started to turn a little jaundiced, first in his eyes, and then you can see some yellow in the skin. And so they take him to the InstaCare, and here in Utah, I guess it's the same elsewhere, you have to do a COVID test. And he tests positive for COVID, although he has no signs or symptoms that go with COVID. No upper respiratory stuff, no fevers, nothing. And they decide to go ahead and take him in. He goes to an internist. They get him scheduled with an internist. And they do a scan, and his liver is 4 times bigger than it should be.
Oof.
And then, of course, they can see all the tumors and everything else, and that look, the blood work is saying, it's time to check out. And they just frankly tell him, we'll be surprised if you live out the week. Go home, take care of your legal stuff, say goodbye to your family, because you're not going to survive a week. Your liver is 4 times bigger than it should because of the tumors that are inside of it. So he dies a week later. In the presence of his son, he stops breathing in the middle of the night. And his son, who is also a patient of mine, but he's not the one who told me the story. The girlfriend did. So he dies. The fellow dies in front of his son, and his son calls the authorities. And they come, and they bring a pre-printed death certificate. And it says COVID on it. And he raises all kinds of hell. He said, hey, my father died of stage 4 liver cancer. What are you talking about? And they said, well, you're present here in the state of Utah, as far as the Utah law is concerned. If you're present and you're the only one present at the time breathing ceases and they die, your signature has to go on there. You know, the medical examiner or whoever does the autopsy will probably do it. But your signature has to attest to the fact that they died in your presence and they died of COVID. So he raises all kinds of hell. They make some legal threats to him. And they said, all right, I'll sign it as long as it also says liver cancer. So they write liver cancer on the death certificate with the COVID. And underneath his name, he writes under duress. And he signs it that way.
So how many of these instances, we've talked about this a lot, and I've claimed that this whole thing is a big scam. It sounds like the whole business with the scam of the relief bill. You know, we're going to send so much money to the hospital. If you have X number of COVID deaths, whether they really are COVID deaths or not. So I say the numbers are inflated. They're ridiculous. I don't think there's anything believable in them. And that's a perfect example of somebody from a doctor who's talked with a patient about what happened in reality. So it does give you something to think about. That's for sure. Merry Christmas, Jack. Thank you for your service.
Thanks for being here.
Always great to have you on this program. Here's some ideas, new ideas from doctors about weight loss. Obesity is a chronic illness. No question about that. It's just like diabetes and MS and other things. It's a chronic disease. And so if you want to avoid the sort of problems that come, like Jack was just talking about in a manner of speaking, then you ought to get onto a weight loss program that is safe and healthy, friendly, easy to use, counselors that you can talk to. Your results get posted on the website, toploss.com. Talking about Calitrin, the only natural, the number one natural way in the country and around the world to lose weight and keep it off. A great idea for Christmas is to get yourself into shape and keep it that way for the new year. Find out how you can do it at Top Loss.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.